Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on Newstalk.
Glenisk is the largest yogurt maker in the state and says it accounts for 90% of all organic milk produced in the island of Ireland. Its factory in Killay outside Tullamore was devastated by a huge fire in 2021, which almost ended the business, but it bounced back. And now Glenisk is once again the largest yogurt maker and the winner of the Guaranteed Irish Business of the Year as of 11 p.m. last night. Vincent Cleary is the chief executive of Glenisk and is on the line. How's the head, Vincent?
Good morning, Joe. Yes, I'm a little tired, but otherwise sound.
All right. Well, congratulations. Tell us a little bit more about Glenisk and what it does.
Yeah, well, I mean, as you quite rightly pointed out, a couple of years ago, we, 27th of September, the day before my birthday, we were devastated by, we were totally wiped out by a fire. And we basically huddled in the yard the next morning because our offices had gone too. They had been attached to the factory. And we came up with a plan B on the spot. And within 4 months, we got the first of our products back through a production line of sorts. Mm.
And you use mostly organic products, is that right?
Yes, we've been, persevering since the late 90s in all things organics. We saw it as a point of difference initially for us, and we thought we could convince Ireland or the farming community of Ireland to go organic. We haven't been quite successful in that endeavor as yet, but we're still plowing our course, as it were, and organic is our point of difference.
Yeah, and it must be tough competing with the likes of Danone, which can produce in much larger numbers.
We deal with all the... Ireland is a very open market when it comes to the yogurt category. I remember I counted 19 countries represented on one of our retailers' shelves. So it's if ever there was a case for globalization, the yogurt aisle is definitely a point in case.
Yeah. And they can ship in and you've got to compete against them. Do you compete on non-price in terms of qualities of your goods, or is it a question of getting yourself on the supermarket shelves, which is not easy either?
Yeah, well, I mean, we've been at this for 35 years. We started off in the kitchen. My mother made yogurt in a 10-gallon churn. There was 14 children to be fed. That was our one and only dessert of the week, was when she made yogurt. We grew then to be Ireland's largest yogurt brand. So we welcome competition because we think over the years we've bettered them. And we're still not quite back to where we had been pre-fire, but we reckon in time and with events like yesterday evening and the recognition that brings with it, we think we'll get back to being number one again in due course.
I presume the fire now is the thing that has kind of shaped the business over the last few years, but you've been around for quite a few decades, as you've said, it's a family business. No plans to sell it to a big corporate entity?
No, I mean, we took on a number of years ago a minority shareholder by way of an equity investment. I think we've done that. They've since exited the business. We've gone back to being 100% family owned. And I would like to think we'll stay that way.
All right. And anything else you'd like to tell other would-be entrepreneurs in the food space?
Yeah, I mean, I've recently been asked, why did we get back into business? And I said, it's in the blood, it's in the genes, it's what we do. I wouldn't know what else to do. So stick with it, basically. No matter what it is, it'll come good eventually.
All right. Well, listen, congratulations. And thank you very much for getting up early after probably a very late night last night. That is Vincent Cleary, the chief executive of Glenisk and winner of the Guaranteed Irish Business of the Year. That's it for now and for this week.
Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on Newstalk.